Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
May God bless your worship with us today.
January 5th, and that is correct. And today's actually the 12th. We decided to do our interface Thank you. Association game. Really like So, like, you can say the word sword, and then somebody might say sharp. And then you can kind of go from that, like, say sharp, and then the next person says cheddar, right? And it just goes on and on. So I'm just kind of curious, if we were to play the word association game with the word epiphany, what comes to your mind when you hear that? Say an epiphany is a revelation, right? Or you think of epiphany, you think of light. When you think of epiphany, you think of the star, right? You got the star up here, the star of Bethlehem. You think of the magi, the wise men. What are the things that you associate with epiphany? The gospel reading, the magi come from the east to bring Jesus his gifts and visit Jesus along with Mary and Joseph, and the gifts that they have with them show part of the things that they associate with Jesus. The gold, frankincense, and the myrrh. These three things show that the Magi actually believed who Jesus truly was, that he was the Son of God, that he was the Savior of the world. Now it kind of strikes me as a bit funny that these wise men were put in a position where they had to figure out what gift to give the Son of God on this birthday. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. You know, sometimes it's hard enough to stop for people in your family, your friends, peers. But what in the world could you give God for his birthday? What sort of gift would you give him at all? He's given a gift card. Right? You can't get, like, a set of golf clubs. It's the one who's created every square inch of grass you've ever set foot on. Give AirPod earbuds to the one who has created music and sound itself. What can you give God that would be meaningful to him? The gifts that these men brought are the ones that show these are the things that they associate with this Christ child. These are the words, these are the concepts, these are things that they find important about this child being born to the world. So I want to focus on each of these three gifts and want to talk about what each one of them means. We have to start with gold. Gold has always been considered a precious metal. Right? Gold is the kind of thing that's used for special occasions and special people. It's never something that is to be wasted. Gold has been important since ancient times. You think all the way back to the days of Moses as he was leading the Israelites in the wilderness, and as he helped them or instructed them to build the tabernacle, right? The Lord told Moses this is how everything is supposed to be laid out in the tabernacle, and so much of it was used with gold, constructed with gold. You had the altar of incense, and you had the golden lampstand, and you had the Ark of the Covenant itself, and all of it includes gold. Fast forward years later, when King Solomon is building a permanent temple to worship the Lord in the city of Jerusalem, there's even more gold in Solomon's temple than the tabernacle ever had. Gold has always been used to make precious jewelry. That certainly has gone back into ancient times, but it's certainly true to this day. Gold is used for wedding bands and necklaces and watches and all kinds of other expensive gifts. How fitting is it for these wise men to bring something so precious and valuable to show how precious and how valuable the birth of Jesus was for the entire world? But also, in those days, gold was not accessible to most people like it is now. So usually, if you were going to have access to gold, you needed to be a king, you needed to be somebody who was very rich. And so by bringing this gold, they were showing Jesus is the world's true king. This little, helpless child was and is the ruler of all creation. He deserves the gold of the king and much more. How strange it must have been to hear that these Magi from the east came to deliver gold to this little boy. How strange it would have been for Mary and Joseph, who had already been so surprises up to this point already. And I'm sure there were people around who thought that this was a big waste. Maybe he doesn't have any use for gold. He loves it. The wise men are called wise for the reason. The gift of gold comes perfect because it shows that this child is the greatest and most precious gift that this world has ever seen. And he is the King of Kings, King of Lord of Lords, even his King. So that's gold. The second gift is frankincense. Frankincense is a unique gift because in order to get the most out of it, you have to use your nose. You have to use your sense of smell. And this goes back to ancient days as well. In Israel, the priests would burn incense at the temple, and the smoke from that incense would go up into the sky, and everybody got to see that smoke. But the most meaningful part about it was the way that smoke, the smell of prayer, the smell of worship. When people smelled that incense, that was the indication to them that it is time to pray. It's time to gather together and worship our Heavenly Father together. It's similar to the way that we use our church bells today. You know, we ring the bell at the beginning of our church services. We ring the bell on Saturday evenings at 5 o'clock. It calls people to worship. They did it with this sense of smell. And I think we all understand the power that smells can have. A whiff of something that triggers a memory, something maybe you haven't even thought of for years and years, and you just get transported right back there in your brain. You smell that warm apple pie baking in the oven, and you remember what it's like when your mom was baking it years and years ago. You smell a pine tree. You go outside these days, right? There's that interesting smell of winter, right? When there's snow on the ground. You get a whiff of that. And it just kind of reminds you of what it was like to play in the snow as a kid. Smell is powerful. And that's really what incense is like for many of the people in Jesus' day. Incense was the smell of prayer. Why bring this to the child? Well, what the wise men were showing by bringing him frankincense is that Jesus was born to be our great high priest. And what does that really mean? The priests of the Old Testament served as mediators between God and his people. The priests were there to pray to God that the people were not holy enough on their own to be able to approach God themselves. There was always this barrier between a holy God and an unholy people. With the birth of Jesus, that changes everything. The Son of God was born as a human being on this earth, and now we no longer need priests. You don't have to go through a priest to get to God. You have Jesus. You have direct access to the Father through Jesus Christ. You can call upon his name in prayer and thanksgiving at any time on your own. What an amazing blessing. What an amazing gift that is, that the God of the universe cares enough about you to pay attention to you, to the things that are on your heart, on your mind. That's really an amazing thing. Of course, is probably the one that we are all the least familiar with, or the one that we come into contact with. The myrrh was a type of resin that came from a certain type of tree. And like incense, it has a very fragrant smell to it. The difference is you don't have to burn the myrrh in order to smell the aroma. That's what made it perfect to use as a berry. Person would die, and they weren't buried in their own spot, like in a cemetery like we have down here. Instead, people's bodies were placed into these big shoes. There's a number of other bodies as well. And after those bodies are decomposed, that's when you go and retrieve the bones, and the bones could be taken to another location. And so people have been able to enter and re-enter these tombs all the time. And in order to make that a little bit more comfortable, there needed to be a way to pass the odor. That's all I'm going to say about that. But that was what the myrrh was for. Cover the bodies with the myrrh, and that way the spice was so fragrant that it would overpower any other smell that was around. It masked the offensive odor with a much more powerful sweet odor. Now it seems really odd that anybody would want to bring that to a new mom. I mean, can you imagine this sort of thing happening today? Imagine you're a new mom and you have a baby shower for you, and instead of getting a bunch of diapers and bottles and people to be clothes, somebody brings you a basket as a gift. And you say, that's a really weird and inappropriate gift for a baby. And that would be right. It's weird to be thinking about the gift of somebody's life when you bring it to them and you're supposed to be celebrating at the beginning. So much about this gift. It shows how wise men were. Wise men came from the East. They were not Hebrews, they were not Jews, right? They were Gentiles. And yet they showed with this gift that they knew who the Messiah was supposed to be better than most of the Jewish people in those days. Most people were looking for a Messiah who would be a strong, brave, mighty king. So yeah, someone that you would bring gold to, you wouldn't think twice about it. Most people were looking for a Messiah who was going to be the leader of the worship life of Israel. Yeah, someone that you would bring incense to. But nobody was looking for a Messiah who was planning to die. That's not what Messiahs were supposed to do in most people's minds. Again, that's what's so unique about this third gift. The wise men show that they got it. They read the scriptures. They understood Jesus was born in order to die for your sins. Just like with the myrrh, Jesus' death covers up bad smell. It covers up the stench of sin and death and the power of the devil that we all have all over. Makes God pleased with us rather than repulsed by us. What a great, amazing gift God has given to us. The greatest epiphany, the greatest revelation of all, is that Jesus came to save us with his own sacrificial love, the man child God. That's why they call that age of this word association came. But now we all so today on Epiphany, throughout this whole Epiphany season, may we be reminded of those gifts, those special meanings of those gifts. Gold for a king, incense for a priest, and myrrh for the one who died for your sins. Let us say that in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith. Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Our prayers today will include Bob Frank, who suffered a fall about a week ago. And also today we remember the family of Deb Sorey, who passed away two Saturdays ago in her funeral as well as her friends. Let's stand as we go to God in prayer. grace to the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy God, eternal life, the darkest of sin, covers the earth and its peoples. Let the light of the gospel lead us to Him who is born and King of the Jews. Give us humble and grateful hearts that bow down and worship Him and willingly offer the most precious gifts we have to Him. Lord, in your mercy. From distant lands and far off places, you gather a people to bear your name and live in the light of your word. Bless the church that we may be united in doctrine, live in harmony and peace, and labor to bring the light of Christ to those still dwelling in darkness. Give to pastors and missionaries the boldness of your spirit, that they may proclaim the saving truth of your word without fear. Bless those who hear, that they may be brought to faith. Especially with all of our partners in mission ministry, including your sister congregation, the Visual Lutheran Church and School in Oakville, and their pastor, Eric Wood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for all of your gifts to us. We rejoice today with those who have celebrated birthdays in this past week, including Norman, James, Melanie, Wade, Tracy, Wade, and Stephen. We also thank you for the gift of Christian marriage, and it's to be with those who have celebrated recent anniversaries, including Rusty and Joyce York, Norman and Sharon Keats. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, eternal light, the psalmist said that you would endow the king with your justice, grant the saving gifts to the leaders of our nation and every nation, fill them with wisdom, compassion, and care, so that unlike Herod, they would seek to uphold life, watch over the welfare of the government, watch over all the serving armed forces of our nation, including Michael, David, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Dennis, Matthew, Ted, Austin, Ford, Joyce, Tishman, Jamie, and Mark. Lord, in your mercy, give to all people the comfort of your presence, heal according to your will, release the suffering, and end to the terrors of mind and heart. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer list, including those in care facilities, Stella, Kula, Janice, Tim, Charles, and Peter. We also lift before you those who have common health needs and concerns, especially Thomas, Richard, Donna, Judy, Marvin, Amy, Ronnie, Francis, Brad, Tina, Christy, Brent, Jeff, Nancy, Virgil, Laverne, Bob, and all those who have a face of cancer. Sustain the weary with your word, the wounded with hope, and the dying with peace. Comfort those who mourn, especially the family and friends of death suffering. Remind them of the joys of the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. You have made us your chosen people, members of Christ's body, co-heirs with him of all the riches of your grace. You have given the privilege of this holy table. Let's work with you in Christ and bring peace to unity, that we may see the dead and know the visions to prevent us from kneeling in your presence and receiving this blessed sacrament for the life and salvation of all. Lord, in your mercy. May your light shine on us and bring forth the fruits of repentance in our daily lives. Give us confidence in your word that we would embrace your holy will without fear. Hear and answer us, we pray, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You can be seated. This time, I'll invite the ushers to come forward as we worship the Lord in the time of the offerings. Christians betrayed to bread, which gave thanks to broken, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take me and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it with all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. with salutary gifts. And we implore you that your mercy would strengthen us to extend faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and forever. Thank you. he's got stewardship in the court of elders and also in the court of elders. So we'll all be meeting tomorrow. Looking ahead, we're going to have our annual meeting 2 weeks from now, January 26th. So anyone who needs to submit the end of the year report for 2024, please do so tomorrow. James is going to be working on getting those annual reports out later this week. And hopefully, in everybody's hand, in time for that meeting coming up. And also, just one other quick thing. We are still planning to offer an adult instruction on the new members class. So once again, if you or somebody you know who might be interested in joining our congregation, just getting a refresher on Lutheran doctrine, please come and talk to me about that instructive class very soon. What other announcements are there today? Anything? All right, well, let's have a more normal week. How's that? Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us today.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.